of Lillian Tausch begins now with Ross Uglum, which is a fun word, fun name to say.
It is.
And he's a very nice guy.
You like, him a lot?
I do like him a little bit.
Who is he?
So he writes for Packer Report, which changed hands a few years back, and they kind of did a reshuffling, and someone else bought the name of it, and Bill Huber left for Sports Illustrated. Ross lives in North Dakota, not South Dakota. North Dakota.
Oh, but you know who made the tournament? You know, it was a 15 seed.
The Jackrabbits or the Wolves?
Jackrabbits.
Wolves?
The Yotes. The Coyotes.
Coyotes.
Okay. Jackrabbits draw Iowa State in Omaha. Sneaky if you're looking for a 15.
T.J. Otzelberger.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a 15, I think Iowa State could win the whole thing, but also could be an upset there.
How many brackets are you guys going to do this year?
Oh, no. I did this.
This is 1,000% your fault.
Yeah, I did this.
Ross Uglum is somewhere in North Dakota. Someone has texted Ross Uglum and said, hey, they're going to talk about you. I don't know why. And now we're going to talk about brackets and stuff.
I'm probably going to do three.
Now, I was asked, do we have one here?
We usually have
The ESPN Wisconsin Bracket Challenge presented by
Cousins
Subs. Mm-hmm. We believe in better.
Nice. Good plug.
You're welcome.
We usually end up having one that someone puts together. I did it one year, and I forgot to invite half the office, so I'm banned from doing it.
Smart.
Gerald Ford trivia.
Uncle Leon did. Leon did.
I did. So someone will put one together. Why? You want in or you
I'm all right. I just was curious. Somebody asked me, and I said, I'm not sure.
Well, you should run it.
I can't. I'd love to, but I can't.
Because he's in some ways an NCAA employee.
Why don't we see if Ross Uglum can run it?
Jason, why don't you run it?
He's too busy. He can't even watch a TV show. He's so busy. Oh, by the way, I was listening on my drive back, a podcast about the Ray Lewis deal called The Raven. Fultzy, Jason, our old buddy Fultzy, recommended it, and very good. Very interesting about the whole murder in 2002, I think. The Ray Lewis, if you're a crime cat, which you are, as
buff,
you watch all those NCIS, pretty interesting.
What's the conclusion? Because
I didn't
conclude.
We didn't have enough time.
Okay, because you concluded that RFK was or JFK. Sorry, not to be confused with Aaron Rodgers' running mate, who now apparently he's out.
That's too bad.
Did you really think he was ever going to be?
No, I never. No, I didn't.
So I don't know why we wasted so much time.
Because it was
fun. I did think for a minute Rodgers would be vice president.
No way.
For one minute, I thought about it.
You really thought he'd be the vice president?
I thought about what the world would be like.
Oh, no, he didn't. You didn't. It was fun, and that's why we did it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'd like to get to Ross Uglum if I could, please. So Ross Uglum of Packer Report.
You love saying Uglum.
I do. It's a fun name
Uglum.
To say.
It is. I agree.
So I'm going to say it again. Ross Uglum of Packer Report went through the Packers' week one starting lineups on both sides of the ball for the 2021 season.
Lee comes at you fast.
So we had the 2022 season.
Yep. Not great.
Then we have the 2023 season.
Awesome season.
And now we're headed into the 2024 season.
That's what they say.
So we are not even 3 years removed.
Pretty good synopsis there.
From the 2021 opener. Your week one starters on offense in 2021. Tell me how many of these players are still with the Green Bay Packers.
I can do that.
Aaron Rodgers.
No, sir.
Aaron Jones.
No, sir.
Davante Adams.
No, sir.
Alan Lazard.
No, sir, but he's available for probably less than
the
Bears. Probably an eighth round pick, I think they would take.
MVS.
No, sir, but he's available.
Bob Tonyan.
No, sir.
He might be available, too. David Bakhtiari.
No, sir, as he told us on Friday. No, sir.
Elton Jenkins.
Yes, sir. For now.
Josh Myers.
Yes, sir. For now.
Lucas Patrick.
No, sir.
And Billy Turner.
No, sir. Half of those guys were the Jets, and they got cut.
Now on to the defensive side of the ball.
Joe Barry, no sir.
Zadarius Smith.
No, sir.
Preston Smith.
Yes, sir.
So what, we're up to three now?
Yes, sir.
This is fun.
Now who's annoying?
I tried to tell you Ross Uglum was going to be fun, but you guys didn't want to listen.
Dean Lowry.
No, sir. Minnesota said, I do says Dean.
But he's available.
Yes, sir.
Kenny Clark.
Yes, sir.
We're up to four.
Devondre Campbell.
No, sir. I just saw his Twitter feed. He was not used properly.
Chris Barnes.
I don't think so. No, sir.
Chandon Sullivan.
No, sir.
Jair Alexander.
Depends. I hope so. Yes, sir.
Kevin King.
No, sir.
Adrian Amos.
Definitely no, sir.
And Darnell Savage.
No, sir.
Were there more on the Jets than the Packers?
Yes, sir. I believe so. If D-Bot goes to the Jets, I think yes, sir.
So five of the 22.
You go special teams, and I think it's going to be no, sir, no, sir, no, sir. Also, sir.
Right.
Including the coordinator, sir.
And the returner, sir. So the returner, the long snapper, the kicker, and the punter, all different from 2021 as well.
Kind of cray, huh?
I'm sorry?
Kind of cray. Ain't it?
It is, yeah.
Oh, you mean crazy.
I thought you'd know that, yes.
Oh, my God.
Where'd you learn that one?
Leo taught it to him. Taught his favorite uncle. Cray. Yes? No?
Yeah, no, it's good.
Is that cap?
Mid. It's mid.
You're so hip.
I got a new game I want to play, too.
Cap or mid?
No, but I'm not going to
talk about it.
I kind of want that. It's fun.
Only if what you do I was it in that voice.
What I thought, did you not think that, because, again, you guys always know I come back to Eddie Lacy because he is the poster child to me about how quick this league comes at you.
And thank you, by the way, to Ross Uglum for posting that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, poster child. Agreed.
And this just continues to show how, you know, when we say at the middle of the end of these seasons that every year is so important to cash in. Mm-hmm. Now, there's always a difference because this core is so young. But I'm telling you, man, we are going to look, and I don't know where this show will be in 3 years, if we'll be doing yes, sir, or no, sir. I hope we are, because it's fun.
Presented by Cousin Subs. We believe
we
in better.
We will not.
Yes, sir.
In 2 years, we will not be having me yell into the microphone, no, sir, as much as we just did. And if we did, something foul
has gone wrong
or sour has happened to where this organization is. But it just lets you know that how all of that played out in 21. And by the way, 22 would have been a lot of yes, sir, still with that group. But obviously, Ross was trying to prove a point, which was proven very well in the fact that this thing was all over the place. And it is. And now, thank goodness for the Gutenator and getting as much right as he did, or we would be looking at continued overturn of the roster. That's what we'd be looking at.
Okay, but in fairness, of many of the no sirs, those are players that he acquired as well. Like, he's part
yes,
of
sir.
That.
Devontae Adams, he acquired. Aaron Rodgers, he acquired. Aaron Jones, he acquired. David Bakhtiari, he acquired.
No.
Oh, interesting. I didn't think he acquired any of those guys.
Darnell Savage, Adrian Amos, Chandon Sullivan, Chris Barnes, Devondre Campbell, Zadarius Smith, Preston Smith.
Jason, we always expect like a 20 to 30% overturn of rosters.
That's a higher percentage than this. He did not acquire Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, or Devontae Adams.
David Bakhtiari.
He drafted MVS in his first draft. He drafted Elgton Jenkins. He drafted Josh Myers. He acquired Billy Turner. I agree with you. The Gutenator has turned over this roster, and there's reason for lots of hope and optimism and encouragement. The 2021 starting lineup that we just went through went 13-4 and had the number one overall seed in the NFC.
Pretty good.
Some might say the most important number one seed in NFL history.
Yeah, should have been.
So they weren't exactly chopped liver, this lineup that he put together. So I don't know if it's a, hey, great job, Gutenader, so much so as it's, hey, you put together a pretty good team in 21, and now you've completely overhauled the roster in the aftermath of trading the Hall of Fame quarterback.
And went to the divisional round having the Niners beat.
Those and now you got to prove that it was, now you got to confirm it with another really good season. We'll see if they do that. And we'll see what Jordan Love looks like in the process. The Eddie Lacy,
that you're doubty.
No,
you brought
not,
up Mac Jones, and I understand, and I'm not. I don't. I'm not trying to pin you. Or
you are.
No, I'm not, Jason.
Okay.
If you'd let me finish.
Okay.
You're still skeptical of Jordan Love.
No, I'm not. I'm not skeptical of Jordan Love. What I'm saying is that I think ultimately he'll be very good. I think there are still growing pains on the horizon that he will have to persevere through to break through to get to the point where he's going to be, you don't worry about him at all.
If
anymore.
You're Brian Gutekunst, are you offering him a five-year, $52 million a year contract?
I'm not.
You're going to let him play it out?
No, I'm going to try to get him for less.
Okay.
46.
Okay.
I don't.
So if Jordan Love comes to you and says,
me, Jason, listen, or me, Goody?
You are the Packers general manager. Mark Murphy finally listened to you and said, I don't know anything about football. I need to put a 28-year beat writer in as the general manager of this team.
It's my first move. I would like to announce the signing of Jordy Nelson to an active contract.
I need Wildy's advice. If Jordan Love comes to you and says, hey, I want to be here for the next 5 years and I know the market's going to go up, but I need $52.5 million a year, and I need 75% of it guaranteed, and we have a deal. I'm not going to take a nickel less. If you don't, we'll play it out, and you can franchise me. Which way are you going?
I'm franchising him.
Okay.
$52 million is a lot.
It's less than what the top dogs are getting. It is.
It's more than
Dak Prescott's going to sign for 58-plus. Okay. Dak Prescott's like 32 years old.
Yeah, and I would say that's a mistake, too. Here's the problem. If we're really and truly being honest about quarterbacks right now,
yep.
And we can go back to Aaron Rodgers, and we can go back to Justin Fields and being nice to him, I would argue that the smarter thing to have done with Aaron Rodgers, no matter how pissed he would have been after drafting Jordan Love, would have been to not sign him to the extension and kept going year to year with him. And he would have liked it, and he would have held out, and it would have gotten acrimonious and whatever else. But I don't think putting yourself on the hook, even for someone who was as good as Jordan Love was for 9 games in the second half of last season, I am sure that there are people that thought that about Mac Jones and thought that about other young quarterbacks, Daniel Jones. Apparently, as long as your name's not Jones, there's a better chance of you not failing after getting big bucks or being viewed as the answer at the position. I still think he ends up being a very, very good quarterback. I think there's going to be a time next season when he's going to struggle a little bit, and he's going to have to push through it and come out the other side. And I don't know if you want to give $55 million a year to him based on 9 games.
52 and a half,
when the general manager himself, when he had the chance to just take the fifth-year option last year, said, that's a lot of money to pay someone who hasn't played.
That was before he played the best quarterback position for 10 weeks that any quarterback in the entire NFL played. He was the best. He was.
He was. You don't get any disagreement from me. I am not a
doubter.
Jesse,
you're paying
him
the 52, 5, and you have him locked up. You can manipulate cap. You know you're set. You know the market's going to be over 60 in a year or two. Are you paying him the 52, or are you going to just tag him and let it go?
I'd pay
him. Why are those the only two choices?
That's my choices. That's what we're, because Jordan Love's going to come to you and says, all right, man, it's May. We can get this deal done. Here's what I want. And if you guys don't want to come to this is fair. I'm not
asking.
So
Jordan Love is going to turn down $120 million guaranteed.
I don't know what Jordan Love's going to do. I'm saying that he goes to the Packers and says, this is what I need. This is what I want. I want to be the guy for the next 5 for sure. It's going to be cap friendly. We can manipulate it however you want, but I'm getting 60 to 70% of this guaranteed. I want 52 and a half a year for 5 years, which I don't know the math on that. It's 270 some million bucks. And I want that as it is. That's where I'm at. And if you guys don't want to do that, I get it. I want to, and then I'll play this out, and I will not sign again until after the franchise. And then I want to be Which way are you going? You want a franchise tag him, which is going to be, what, 40, mid-40s? I don't blame you. I'm not. There's not a right or wrong answer at this point.
I guess my question for you is, having had the career play out the way yours did, and
I'm
having,
not Jordan Love. I get what
I understand.
You're saying.
If you're Jordan Love, yeah, and you've got a hundred and let's say they're going to guarantee him $100 million, yeah, okay, just for easy math.
Sure.
Let's say it's 5 years. Let's just say it's 5 years, $225 million, and $110 million is guaranteed. You're going to say, no, if you don't give me more than that, I am going to play it out, and you, I dare you to franchise me because you're going to regret it after the season. You would bet on yourself with $120 million of guaranteed
so
money there.
Every player that ever maximizes their value, and there's very few of them that do, Kirk Cousins has.
Yeah, no
they
doubt.
Have played it out. So Jordan Love, it is. I'm not saying he's not going to accept 46 and a half. I'm saying if you're Goody right now and you get this down to you, because that will tell you how much you believe in somebody. Yes, Goody wants this, but if he says, I don't even want to be the highest paid guy, I don't care if Dak gets 60, and Joe Burrow's making 55, and Patrick Mahomes is going to continue to get new money every year, Tua's going to sign with Miami, Herbert gets 52 or 53. I am just wanting, even though I know the cap is exploding, I want 52 and a half a year. If you guys don't want to do that, that's fine. I'm going to cut off all negotiations starting in August. The Packers want that done. They don't want the quarterback going into a last year. So all of that other stuff, that's how that's probably going to shake out. But when you're doing this, I want to know, this tells me how much you believe in him. They didn't believe in him last year, as you just put it. They hedged. They want to hedge again. But for the players that want to maximize every nickel that they can get, there is no hedging. You roll the dice. You say, all right, man. I have to get to market to get my top dollar. Jordan Love will not be the highest paid quarterback if he doesn't get to the market.
Is it worth the risk, yes or no?
It depends on who you are. The question I have is, if you're Brian Gutekunst, and this is the scenario, which way are you going to go?
I'm going to say it's a much bigger risk for him to turn down that much guaranteed money than it is for me to bet having to pay a little bit more if he proves himself and I have to then pay up because he's... Otherwise, I have to use the franchise tag on him.
So you're not going to give him the 52 and a half?
Considering that when you factor in the new money that Justin Herbert got in his deal that averaged $52.5 million, when you count only the new money, it averages $42 million. So no.
Okay. Fair enough.
You look like you had a piece of paper in your hand that you had something.
Calling all Packer
say.
Fans, American Family Insurance wants to see you and a friend in Detroit for this year's draft. Enter the Dream Draft Day sweepstakes for the chance to win two tickets to the draft, travel and hotel accommodations to Detroit, and a customizable jersey, and you get much, much more. Go to amfam.com/Packers to learn more and to enter this once-in-a-lifetime experience in Detroit, Jesse Nelson's favorite vacation spot.
You wouldn't want to miss it.
We'll get to some of your texts on this topic next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Before we get to these texts, because I'm going to be pissed if this turns into what I fear that it's going to turn into. This is not an expression of me doubting if Jordan Love is any good or not. Nor does it mean not wanting to be good. I don't know how many times I've said I like him.
We all know you want him to be good.
I want him to be good.
You're skeptical still.
No, skeptical is too strong of a word, and you know I love to parse words.
All right, what word are you going to use?
Because there's also the danger, and again, he seems like a very sturdy fellow, right? And one of the other problems with our, oh my gosh, the Packers have the quarterback situation figured out. No one else does the way the Packers do. They had a dude that never missed the start, and then a dude that, as long as he didn't crack his collarbone, never missed time either. He just wanted, Jesse just wanted to solidify my point with some background music.
I did.
Like, Rodgers played through a torn calf, a broken bone in his knee, a dislocated throwing shoulder. He couldn't play through two broken collarbones. But he never blew out his ACL like Tom Brady did. I mean, he did
in
high school.
I don't think he ever had an ACL, though, in the one.
No, a cadaver one. Yeah, cadaver. Dead guy. My point is that we bring up Robert Griffin III as an example of a player who had a great first year as a starter, took his team to the playoffs, and then obviously was out of the league Eddie Lacy style not that long after, right? Ended up being a backup for a little while. Well, part of that was he suffered injuries. He ran and suffered injuries. So I hope Jordan Love is as healthy, if not healthier, than Aaron Rodgers was, because that eliminates one other reason why you would be concerned. But again, I think he was really, really good. I think he most likely is going to be really good. But if I don't have to pay $52.5 million, we're talking about a team that could have kept Aaron Jones and had Josh Jacobs on the team for another $2 million this year. And you're throwing around $52.5 million like it's popcorn money.
It's the price of doing business as a franchise quarterback. It's going to be less than what franchise...
Right, but if I can save a little bit there, I can spend it somewhere else.
So the... Yes.
Is that true or false?
Well, Jason, the point is, of course, you're going to try to get him for as little as you can, but we're doing a show here, and what I'm trying to do is delineate where our belief system is. And
we're
when
doing
you're
a show here.
When Thanks you're talking about the quarterback position, you're either paying guys or you're not. Daniel Jones was the great example of the Giants were basically thrown into a corner. And unlike old girl in
Baby.
Dirty Dancing...
Yeah.
They did back Baby into a corner. Now Baby's getting $40 million a year, and he probably ain't going to play much more for the Giants. I don't anticipate that. This is always the thing, and this drives me nuts when I listen to punditry. Oh, you can't win when a quarterback's making all that money. You can't. You're better off having a quarterback on a rookie deal. Well, no blank. But you also are much better off having a quarterback that you can win with year in and year out, and every team chasing it. And while, of course, you want to see more from Jordan Love, I saw enough to know he's going to be the guy. And you have to pay the guy when you have to pay the guy. And you set it up this way. You didn't have to play, you know what, wisely for him and not so much for Jordan and his team, is that they agreed to this lesser fifth-year option deal last year. They could have just said, nah, we're good, and the Packers don't pick up the fifth-year option, and now they got a franchise tag in this year.
Right.
They didn't. So do I think that the Packers know this and will get Jordan Love for less? I do. But it's still going to be hovering around that 45 to 50 a year.
Right, but if I can get him for 46 instead of 52, that what? Well, why are you getting
no
frustrated
blank.
With
well,
me?
Well, no blank. But that doesn't illustrate. I want us to think this thing and say this is what we believe. The common sense thing is easy, and everybody that no blank.
Yeah, if he's willing to take $46 million a year, I'm signing him as on April on May 3rd.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand how I'm the one who messed this up.
No, because I want to see how much you believe in him.
And I believe in him to the tune of $46 million a year.
You're hedging, which is what you do. It's shame on me for asking you to actually say you either have to tag him and not pay him, or you pay him the going rate. And you, of course, have to come back and say, well, just pay him 44. Well, yeah, no blank. Like, that's an awesome deal for the Packers. Great. Well, you think Jordan Love's going to pass on $100 million? I don't know. But what I'm trying to get at is how much belief do you have in this quarterback? I believe he's going to be a top quarterback in the league for a while, and you should pay him 52 because that's what he's worth, and that's what he deserves. But, of course, don't pay him until you have to. Yeah, no blank. So what they actually end up doing and having happening, I just love getting a gauge as far as where our fan base is with the belief in what this quarterback did and what he will do moving forward. I don't think he's going to have a sophomore slump. Does that mean he's going to be Star Spangled Awesome for 17 weeks? No. but he's going to be really good for the vast majority of the year. And that is worth being a top five, top 10 quarterback in the league.
And overpaying.
$52 million is not going to be overpaying. If Jordan Love plays the way he did the last 10 weeks, you ain't overpaying him a nickel by giving him $52 a year. Now, if he plays like he did in September and October, then yes.
What about if it's somewhere in between?
Now, you know what I think they should do? Pay him $44 million.
No, come on. Don't get mad at me for trying to have this conversation.
Like, I'm coming to your camp. Yeah, pay him $44 and be done.
Maybe you get him for $36.
If you can get him for $18 and do it over the next 8 years, go ahead and do that. That would be even better. Right?
Yeah, and then maybe you could get Devontae Adams to come back on a minimum salary.
No, he wants to play with an all-pro quarterback, David Carr, Derek Carr, Tommy Carr.
Tommy DeVito. All right.
I just to put a bow on this, because we're having a little fun with it. You're being irritating. I get irritated when you're being irritating. The bottom line is...
I don't know what I did wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong. I don't want to be in a position where he's Derek Carr. We're constantly giving him, like, 42. I want somebody that's worth 52. I'm not going to complain about it. We got to pay him.
And what I'm saying
is, is he going to play to that level?
If I get burned,
yep,
and I have to give him 56 because I hemmed and hawed a little bit going into the 2024 season, if he's as good as you say he will be, then by the time I've given him 56 a year, I'll still be better off than I will be 2 years down the road when it would cost me 62.
What I'm trying, I guess, and I didn't do a great job of illustrating this.
It's all your fault.
You could go the Patrick Mahomes route, which I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes, or you can do what the Washington football team did with Kirk Cousins, and you're constantly chasing, because once you do that and you don't show that you believe in him, then he should squeeze every penny out of you all the time. And Dak Prescott is doing that right now with the Dallas Cowboys because they forced him to do what you're saying. Well, we'll pay you when we absolutely have to. Well, then I'm going to punish you. Kirk Cousins has done that. He is punished. And don't get mad then when he's saying, well, no, you know what? They just signed who's a good young quarterback that's going to get a big, fat, new deal in the next 2 or 3 years?
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud's going to say, no, I'm going to be, at that point in 3 or 4 more years, it's probably going to be somewhere in the 70s. And you could say, well, I could have signed him for 52 in 2024, but we didn't. We wanted to see it again. So now Jordan Love's going to say, well, I want 80. I'm playing at an MVP level, and let's just make sure we're not complaining when that's what he ends up getting and does it. That's all I'm saying.
I
think it'd be great if we can get him for 32. For the next 4, and not have to give him any guarantees. So if he stinks, we can just cut him. That's kind of what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm willing to overpay to guard against paying him way more than I need to in the short term. I believe in him to about $46 million.
Yeah,
I don't believe in him to $55 million already.
Said 55. It's 52. But this is, in essence, it's like a school board referendum. You know what? Let's just give him 20. We need 40 to build the school, but we'll take 20 and do it. Well, no, you have to either say yes or no to this number. That was the point I was trying to make. Shame on me for not just saying, well, no, you know what? Let's just do a little bit less and let's do this. This would have been a referendum on Jordan Love. How much you believe in Jordan Love right now on March 18th?
I believe in him to $46 million. I'm glad we agree on Quick Trip, at least, so we can move on from this stellar conversation.
Y'all know I believe in Jordan Love, and I believe in Quick Trip and how they do so many things right. They have fresh products, amazing customer service, you name it, and you better believe it, they make some of the best chicken that I've ever had. We had bone-in chicken last night. We got back from Rochester. I don't want to cook. We're not going to do this. Blah, blah, blah. Up. Pop over to Quick Trip, grab that fried chicken. We went bone-in, but you can go tenders. And today, I think today's Rotisserie Chicken Monday. Grab that chicken, and Jesse, if you grab it today, you can have your chicken today. Then you can make a soup with it later. You can do quesadillas. You get 2 or 3 meals with it. I also have the great deal going until April 8th. 8-piece tenders or bone-in chicken. It's just $9.99, which is, again, perfect for that quick and easy family dinner. But wait, There's more, and I don't know if Jesse is ready. Are you? Oh, baby. You could win Quick Trip fried chicken for life. Not for next week. Not for next decade.
Not tomorrow. Not after breakfast. Now.
Jesse, you totally redeemed yourself. Get automatically entered for a chance to win by purchasing any fried chicken product using your Quick Rewards. You get tenders, bone-in, boneless, crispy chicken sandwiches. Buy it with your Quick Rewards, and you will be entered for a chance at one piece, at 1 8-piece of bone-in fried chicken a week for life. Must be 18 years or older. See full details at quicktrip.com/friedchickenforlife.
Jesse, I want to go to break. Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Bonelli is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I have to apologize.
I'm not letting you do this. I'm not letting you do this.
You're not doing this fake apology to you.
This is really designed to make me look bad.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm exasperated by what just happened.
My bad. I should have just agreed with Wildy.
Remember the Frank Caliendo skit when he was Mel Kiper with Todd McShay, and McShay says the guy's 6'2", 225, and Kiper's shaking his head? That's what just happened.
It's on me. I should have known. Like, of course, we as fans are looking at it saying, oh, we want Jordan to be treated fairly, but we don't want to overpay for him. I really was looking, again, bringing it back to school board
referendum. Yeah, you should have gone with referendum
right
away.
All about the playground.
But here's the problem with that. He's not at a point in his career where it is as black and white as being able to do that. He had a great 9-game run, and I think it is a harbinger of him being a very good quarterback for the next decade. But I don't know that for sure, and so I'm not willing to commit to the level that you are. That was the discussion.
But you're willing to commit to 46.
Right, because it's still less than putting – he's going to ask for being the highest-paid quarterback,
he should.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he should.
Right. I would recommend that him and his agent do that, too.
Yep.
But what is he going to settle for? And what is the risk involved? And the reason why I brought it back to you, I know you weren't a quarterback, but I would, if I was an NFL player and you offered me the level of a guaranteed money that he could get on May 4th, I don't care if I'm leaving money on the table because it's generational wealth.
Understood. But this, again, just comes down to how much do you believe in Jordan Love? And it's concrete. It's black and white. And I know the world's not black and white. But these are your two choices. Which way would you go? And you just refused. Well, you kind of answered it, but you didn't. Which, again, that's why I apologized.
You just didn't like what you heard.
That's pretty good. And it's true. No, I just didn't like the fact that you hedged.
Can we woe Nelly this... this conversation.
Whoa, Nelly!
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rock.
I didn't know he was actually going to play that there.
Neither did he.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy
really
and Tausch.
Interested to hear this Craig Karmazin piece that you must. I'm reading the show sheet as we look at it.
Oh, there's a change.
Yeah. What is Tausch's reaction to
the show sheet?
I would have loved to. 49. That's a conversation I would have loved to have had. That's a campaign I would have loved to have run.
On the show sheet, Nina and Arrowhead played a 4-overtime semifinal at the state tournament on Friday night.
Announcer cam? Who was on announcer cam?
Hunter Vaughn and Vel Phillips Memorial head coach Steve Collins on the call of that one.
Ooh.
That was a great call by those guys. 4 overtimes. If you don't have a team in the game, so you don't have a rooting interest, but you are witnessing the game, at what point in overtimes Do you rather root for the game to be over than for the game to continue? Like, at what point? Because I was watching at home. Two overtimes was fun. Three overtimes tied the record. By the time we got to a fourth overtime, felt like we were going too long.
Too much?
Yeah. Three felt like the number for me.
What do you want to have happen?
That's I'm saying, if you're an independent observer, you're not a fan of Nina or Arrowhead.
Sure.
You are just watching the game.
Who won?
Arrowhead won the game.
But then Arrowhead lost to Marquette.
And lost the state championship.
So that means Rob's, Domofsky's, DePere, whatever, would have been the champions. Because they beat
DePere
Marquette.
DePere likely would have taken care of business. But they didn't.
No, I want it to go forever. I want to be entertained. So keep going. So I want something dramatic to happen for someone to close up shop. I don't want it to be like a six-point win. You're going to go to overtime. I want a buzzer beater. I want something. They should go 5-minute, 4-minute, 3-minute, 2-minute, and then go down to 1 minute and just continue to stagger until
somebody 1 minute wins. Overtime?
Yeah.
Well, fixing things I didn't even know needed fixing. That's actually not a bad idea.
I also have something I want to start tomorrow's show with. If you get to overtime, you should get another foul. Like Tyler Wall should have been able to come back in. Crowell. There's more time. You should get more fouls. Why are we not getting more fouls? Somebody tell me why that happens. There's more time on the clock. The game is allotted. The foul rule is for 48 minutes in the NBA. Not for 51. Not for breakfast. Not for 52.
Not tomorrow. Not after breakfast. Now.
That's it for Wonelli.
He fouled out.
So are you guys on board? Are you guys on board with no? He fouled out in a regulation game, not in overtime.
But if you foul out in regulation, why should you get to play the extra time?
Because you're playing extra time. It was not allotted for.
But you're out over.
Give everybody another
chance. Once you're out, you're out.
No.
I think you should get one if you're eligible in overtime. But if you foul out late in the second half, you're out. It doesn't matter that you're playing more.
I'm open to making it better. If that's how you want to do it, so then you're going to sit guys with a minute just in case? Then they get two fouls
sure.
in overtime?
Part of the strategy,
I'm on board with that. I want more fouls given when overtime is in play.
Well, of course you want guys to play more.
Literally, seven guys fouled out in the game. They're sitting there playing. If Guard's kid was eligible, he'd have had a play on Saturday.
That's it for Wonelli. We'll wrap things up next.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
We'll put our school referendum on the ballot tomorrow because I think this merits more conversation than the phony
Jesse, there's
apology.
One thing, yeah, there's one
on
thing
Twitter.
That we did see, and I agree with this tweeter or texter to Jason.
Mark on Twitter. Hey, Jason, I think the Packers should use the same qualifying offer they did with A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Get him a lot for a really good price. That's smart by Mark. Jason, you can get on board with that, right?
We'll do it again tomorrow. I think I found a way to get Griffey and Bonds and not have to give up that much.
You don't want to roll the dice on Jordan Love, am I right?
Not after the show, not before 9 a.m. tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.